Every story has to have a beginning. So let's begin our story about the life of a man.
Oh, gotta go.
What's your name?
My name is Eddie, and I'm this many, 4 years old.
Well, Eddie, where are you going in such a hurry?
I'm going to church. I love going to church. My mommy and daddy, they don't go to church. But my neighbors do, Karen and her parents, and they take me. Karen, she is the kindest, the sweetest, and my bestest friend. And when we grow up, I'm going to marry Karen. I like going to church. We do fun stuff there. We do fun stuff. We do, we color. We have snacks. We hear stories. We hear about Jesus. Jesus was a very nice man, and he told everybody to love one another. And then they killed him. Well, I think I hear Karen and her parents calling me. I better go get my ride.
It seems that every 10 to 20 years in a person's life, significant changes take place. Let's see what happened to Eddie, although some people are starting to call him Ed, when he is 10 years older at age 14.
Mom, when I get home from church, I'll pick up my clothes and I'll clean my room. But Karen and her parents are waiting for me. Wouldn't you know it? I wake up today with this huge pimple right in the middle of my face. And my ankle's a little sore today, too. Hurt it at the ball game last night. Sprained it pretty good, but I think it's going to be all right. It feels a lot better today. Well, we're going to go to church again today, and I'm kind of looking forward to it, but some ways I'm not. Today the minister is going to talk about sin. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm a sinner. But it might be okay, because the minister said we all sin. So that's okay, I guess. I mean, I want to be a good person. I really do want to be a good person. I'm just not sure how to go about it. I mean, Karen and her parents, they volunteer at church, and they volunteer in the community, and they do all this nice stuff. They even do stuff for people that they don't even know. Well, they've invited me to kind of go along with them and to go on some of the volunteer things that they do, but my mom and dad, they don't think that's such a good idea, so I probably won't. Well, Karen and her family are waiting for me again, so I better go.
There are times when everyone would love to stop the clock. Being a certain age or enjoying a certain time in life gets, well, comfortable. But despite human efforts to stay younger, working out, eating right, avoiding smoking and drinking alcohol, and of course, using the right skin cream, we get older. Let's check on Ed 20 years later at age 34.
Man, I am on top of the world. I am the luckiest man in the world. I got a great job. I'm getting promoted every once in a while. I make great money. I work with a bunch of people who are not only my friends, but good coworkers. I mean, I've got it made. There's other things, too. Karen, my beautiful, adorable, loving wife gave me a present that is the best present that any wife can give to a husband. We had a son, Billy. And I'll tell you what, Billy's only 7 years old, but I can tell you this right now, he's going to be the smartest kid in his class, he's going to be the most athletic, and he's going to be good looking too. Church? Well, I do go to church. I go to church on Christmas, and I go to church on Easter, but look, I work hard all week. I mean, I'm a good provider. I work hard all week, and I think I deserve some time off. So Sunday's my day to kind of go with the guys, and we play golf. I leave going to church to Karen. She goes enough for both of us.
Sometimes life gets in the way of a happy life. Things happen to human beings that are not easy to explain. This story does not have a happy ending. Let's check in on Ed at age 54 and see what is happening.
My son is dead. Billy is dead. The last thing I want to hear is that Billy is in a better place. Maybe he's in a better place, but I'm not. Once Billy died, I started to drink. I couldn't stop drinking. I lost everything. I lost my job. I lost my friends. And Karen. Karen lost her son too. And she came to me for comfort. She came for me. She came to me and wanted me to help and comfort her. I was so down deep in that bottle, I just couldn't do it. She did the right thing. She divorced me. She did everything she could to try to keep our marriage together. She tried, but I just couldn't do it. Anyway, she married again. Her and her husband started a foundation. A foundation to help young couples who have lost a loved one. Church? I don't go to church. My son Billy is laying in that hospital, and he's got machines hooked up to these machines, and he's got tubes running in and out of them. He's dying of some cancer that I still don't know how to pronounce. And I got down on my knees, and I begged God. I begged God to save me, to heal Billy. God, please take me. Don't take my son. Well, God didn't listen to me. God abandoned me. Why would God do that? In my greatest hour of need, why would God abandon me? Why? Why?
Let's check in on Ed now at age 84.
Awake? Yeah, I'm awake. Where am I?
In church.
In church?
Yes.
Am I dead? Is this my funeral?
Oh, not yet. There is still time.
I was just having a dream. I was dreaming about Billy. Billy was all grown up in my dream. He was everything I thought he'd be. He was good looking. He was athletic. And that boy was smart. We were in a courtroom. And everybody in the courtroom, I knew them. Karen was there and her husband. All my friends from work. Everybody's in this courtroom. Billy, he was smart. He became a lawyer. And he got up in front of everybody, and he pointed his finger at me, and he says, "Are you guilty or are you not guilty?" And the people all started shouting with him, "Are you guilty or not guilty?" I said, "Am I guilty or not guilty of what?" And Billy looked at me and pointed his finger, and he said, "Are you guilty or not guilty of a wasted life?" I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged. When God took my son, he took everything out of me. He took my happiness. He took my joy. He took my breath. He took my soul. And I had nothing left to give. And now it's getting too late. Now I'm getting too old. But maybe there's something I can do. I don't know. Maybe I can do something before it's too late. Maybe I can warn you people. Maybe I can tell you a couple things. Listen to this. I heard this a long time ago. A long time ago. God lost a son too. God lost his son too. And his son told us to love our neighbor and to comfort one another and to sacrifice for someone else. Well, maybe it's too late for me, but it's not too late for you. This life that we have is so precious. This life that we have here on this little bitty rock out in the middle of nowhere is so precious to waste. It's so short not to love and to care about everyone else. Do these things so that you won't die guilty of a wasted life. It's too late for me. It's just too late for me.
Being human means we are in search of answers. Everyone reacts differently than everyone else. Our fears, our heartaches, our tragedies, our joys, our deepest regrets are unique to each of us. How can we handle the good and bad in life defines us. Who is guilty of a wasted life? Can we forgive ourselves and find God? When we abandon God, does God abandon us?